You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The topic today is a very important topic because it really relates to a major theme contained in this week's parsha, as you're going to see very shortly. But to be more specific, the topic which I put out is the following. The unique role of Jewish women in the world of Torah. And unfortunately, I find over the years, having taught women for almost 50 years in different types of contexts, that they really were not told how important their Avodas Hashem is when it comes to the ultimate success of Klal Yisrael, our abilities to accomplish our mission, which Hashem gave us going back to the time of Matan Torah. What I always find fascinating is that when you look in the Sefer of Mishlei, of the great Shlomo HaMelech, who was Chacham Echaladam, who was given incredible intellectual capacities above everybody else, and he starts just in the very first parak of Mishlei Shlomo ben David ben Yisrael, Das Chacham HaMusol Havin im Revina, the first topic he mentions right in the beginning of Sefer Mishlei is a very famous pasuk you all know. The pasuk says, Shema Bri Musar Avicha Al Titosh Teiru Simecha. It says very, very simply that, listen to my child, the ultimate Musar instruction given to you by your father, but in a Musardik way, but never, ever, ever forsake the Torah taught to you by your mother from the time of your birth until the rest of the years of your life on the face of this earth. So quite obviously, Shlomo Melech, in the beginning of Sefer Mishlei, with all the chachmos that he talks about and the various types of concepts of wisdom, of acquisition of wisdom, the benefit of wisdom, the first thing he starts off Sefer Mishlei is the theme of Al Titosh Tarisimecha. What makes it more fascinating is the way that Shlomo Melech ends Sefer Mishlei. He ends it with one of the most beautiful, beautiful piyutim we say every Friday night. And that is the one that the husbands of the household sing after Shalom Aleichem, before they make Kiddush. The Eishes Chayil Miyimtza Rochem Miyamichra. The actual Eishes Chayil description of the life and the career of a normal Bas Yisrael when it comes to her interrelationship between her husband and between her children. Once again, the Batach Le'Bala is just the beginning. When we get deeper into the Piyut, Pia Poska B'Chachma, her mouth opens with tremendous Chachma. Teiras Chesed Al-Shona, the concept of teaching people how to perform acts of Chesed. Women were looked upon to be the excellent role models for the Midah of Chesed. Sophia Lichas Beso, she always looks and is concerned about the needs and necessities of the members of her household. Her children, her husband, should be involved in prayer, realizing that the incredible activities of the wife serves as the central pillar of the home in which we live. In fact, in the middle of Mishlei, there's another famous pasuk which I'll get back to very shortly, where it says, Chachmas Noshim Bonza Besa, the wisdom of women of Noshim Tzidkanios, they are the architectural planners and the actual builders of the infrastructure of a Jewish household. Chazal tell us that we have to realize how important women are when it comes to the success of Klal Yisrael in their mission in this world that I began my drasha this morning with. And we pray to Hashem that quite obviously Hashem will reward women for their specific activities. That is the way the actual Sefer Mishlei begins. And based upon that, I want to then expand this and explain why this is in fact the emes, 100%, as you're going to see. So let me flesh this out for you and give you tangible Mamor Chazal and Psukim to substantiate the chashivas given to women by Shlomo and Sefer Mishlei and all the other Mamorei Chazal, which I'm going to be mentioning over here, with practical examples as well. We know for a fact when we look in the Torah itself, in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Hashem says, Nasa Odin Betzameinu Kedmusenu, Hashem wanted to make man in the Tzelem Elohim, an entity that's comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their intellectual and spiritual capacities in this world. And it tells us, Zachar Nekeva Baram, Hashem created both the male and female sequel of man that have this Tzelem Elohim. In the actual relation of the development of women in this world, if you take the Pshuto Shemikra, and especially the way it's described in the second parak of Sefer Bereishis, and you put all the pieces together, and you look at many Rishonim like the Raven and others, they point out that the creation of woman was delayed from the moment man was created, and man was allowed to survive a little bit of time in the world without a wife, without an Eishes Chayil. Hashem remarked upon this specific phenomenon when man was without a wife and seeing man's entire disposition as a result of this. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Lo tov heyos lo adam levado eselo ezek kenegdo. It's not good for man to be alone. I have to make him a helpmate. I have to make him a female sequel. And on that pasuk, the Sephorna makes a very powerful comment. What is the meaning of Ezer Kenegdo, a helpmate? So the Sephorna says, when she is an Ezer, when his wife is a helpmate for him, what does that mean? That she has the same Tselem in Demus, the same Elam Elokim, and the Demus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which her male partner has as well. And by working together as a unit, they're able to accomplish their divine mission for which they were created on the face of this earth. Only when they work together as an Ezek and Egger, each one helping the other one, are they able to accomplish their tachlis for being born into this world itself. Now what's interesting is that ultimately speaking, to support this Mahalich, when Hashem finally created Chava from one of the parts of Adam HaRishon's body, as the Torah says. What is interesting and fascinating is when he brought this young lady to this young man, to Adam HaRishon, and he said, this is the shidduch I am basically giving you. And guess what? This is the only shidduch I'm giving you. So it was the best shidduch in the world. Nobody had any sfeikos concerning it. And who's going to question the Shach and the Ribbono Shel Olam? What was man's reaction to this shidduch? Vayomer Adam zos hapam etzem miyotzamai, basim mebesari, lezos yikara isha kim ish lekacha zos. Adam was ecstatic. This time it's the bone of my bone, a flesh of my flesh. She is going to be called by the name Isha, kim ish lekacha zos. Since I'm the Ish, and she was created from my body, she's now going to be an Isha, the feminine form of my male existence. And therefore, Ish for Isha were the names given to the first men and women created on the face of this earth. Now, the fact that Adam is emphasizing a bone of my bone and a flesh of my flesh, he's literally giving her total equality when it comes to what he is, and what she has become as a creation from him, all the qualities, all the abilities, all the capacities, which quite obviously he has, she has. And that is why, this formula I mentioned before says, she is Shabbalah, she is exactly like her husband, but Tzelem Adamus. Not only in physical qualities she possesses, on certain levels very similar to her husband, but when it comes to her spiritual capacities, she has the same Tzelem Elokim and Demus that the husband has by being created from the same substance and the same matter, physical and spiritual matter, a husband was created a little time earlier. Now, with this in mind, it means her spiritual qualities are quite obviously of great importance, and the Torah is taking time to emphasize this. In fact, later on we find that when Sarah Menu and Avram Avinu had a debate what to do with Ishmael, since he was threatening their son Yitzchak, Avram wanted to keep him in the house. Sarah wanted to send him away because she felt he's having a very dangerous physical and spiritual impact negatively on Yitzchak. Well, Hashem said to Avram, you're a prophet. She's a prophetess. We know that for a fact. They both had Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. Hashem said something that has rung a bell for thousands and thousands of years. Hashem said to Avram, Shema Bekeila. In your debate between Sarah and yourself, I want you to listen to what Sarah is telling you to do. And Rashi comments in the name of Chazal, what was Hashem really saying? Gedola minavua yosim Avram, that Sarah was a greater prophetess than Avram was a prophet. And her understanding and her comprehension of the situation was much more deeper in understanding what to do over here than Avram Avinu. And that's exactly what Avram did. He listened to her as Hashem told him to. And they finally got rid of Yishmael momentarily to protect their son Yitzchak from negative influences and perhaps Chas V'Shalom from being physically destroyed as well. Why am I mentioning all of this? Because we know for a fact that the Shidduch of this week in Parshas that we're reading today, the Parsha, quite obviously, of Vayetze, you find the Yaakov Avinu being sent to his uncle's house, Lavan, to find a shidduch by his mother. And Baruch Hashem, he ends up with multiple shidduchim, with Rachel Imenu, with Leah Imenu, Bila V'Zilpah. Kenan Hara builds an empire of 12 beautiful mishpachos, which were the Shiftei Kah, which were created at that point in time. But what is interesting to note is the following narrative that I want you to listen carefully to, because there's such a Musa Shmuz that's going to be emanating from this. I want you to hear carefully, because in actuality, Pshuto Shemikra, it's very difficult to understand what took place in this narrative, but I want to share with you a beautiful pshat of a gadol whose name was Rav Yitzchak Arama. The name of his sefer on Chumash was the Akedas HaYitzchak. That's the name of his sefer. All the girls learning in seminary have the sefer quoted to them continuously. He lived at the time of the Spanish Inquisition, 1492. He had to leave Spain together with the Abarbanel. They were contemporaries. And in his Perish on the Chumash, he brings down the following narrative, which is very problematic. It seems that all the other women that Yaakov were married to, three of the four, well, Baruch Hashem, were giving birth to children. And Vatera Rachel saw Kilo Yolado Yaakov, that she was not giving birth, she wasn't getting pregnant. Vatakane Rachel Bachosa, she was jealous. What's going on over here? What's wrong with me? I'm not maybe religious enough. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. And my Vedas Hashem. Vatome El Yaakov, she said to Yaakov something that is literally on a literal level incomprehensible. She said, Havali Banim, give me children, Yaakov. Vim Ayin, and if you don't, Mesanochi. It's as if I'm dead. I have no value in this world. It's better that I died. And Chazal tell us over here, when Rashi and others bring that, she said to Yaakov, why in the world are you not praying to help me to have children as your father did when it came to him wanting to have children? And God obviously Yitzchak did when he wanted to have children. Why is it you're not praying for me? And we know for a fact that the Pasuk says when it comes to Yaakov's relationship to his wives. The Torah says Beferish and Vayetze, Vayerev Rachel Mileah, that he had a more intense love for Rachel than he had for Leah. He loved both. But his intensity of love for Rachel superseded Leah, because that's what initially attracted him to want to marry into the house of Lavan. And now his poor, beloved wife is crying to him, I don't have children, I'm childless. I feel like I'm not worth anything. So you would think that Yaakov answers with tremendous love and compassion and concern. But that's not what we find. We find the answer of Yaakov very, very startling. Vayicha af Yaakov barachel v'yomer. He got angry at Rachel's statement, and he said to her, Hatachas Elohim Anochi, am I in place of God? God determines who gives birth, who doesn't give birth. The Gemara says in times Hashem holds the mafteach, the key to birth and birthing children and giving birth to children. And it's quite obvious Hashem mama minech pribetam, for some reason he didn't want you to give birth up until this point in time. Quite obviously, I'm able to reproduce because I have other children from the other wives. So we have to ask the question, what was the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back children from you up until this moment? Because we know, ultimately speaking, Rachel did have two great children, Yosef and Binyamin. But at this point, she had nobody. So if Yitzhak Aramak, quite obviously, is concerned, why in the world, when Yaakov spoke to Rachel, didn't he say it in a compassionate, loving way? Why does he say, V'yichaf, he got angry at her? Very, very, very difficult expression. Charanaf in the Torah is a very, very difficult and hard statement to make in a response to a person's bakashais. Tremendous anger. So the Kedas Yitzchak makes the following statement I want you to listen to very carefully, because what I'm going to teach you now is the Yisei Gadol of the concept of Briyat Ta'olam. The names we find, especially in the beginning of the Chumash, are indicative not only of giving a person an identity, a name to be called by, but the name represented also the essence of the personality being given that specific name. Chazal, a fuller midrashim, explaining the names of the tzaddikim and tzidkaniyos, especially those that were created in the beginning of Briyat Olam, and why they were given those names. And those names are so powerful that they also have the capacity to impact upon the personality development of this person who's called by this name for the rest of their life. In fact, Chazal say in the Medrash Tanchuma that even Bizman Hazeh, when parents have the schus of having a boy and girl born to them, Chazal say, be careful in the names that you give to your children. Realize names and parents giving names is a Ruach HaKodesh phenomenon, because Hashmogorim, the name you give them, can in many ways impact on how they're going to develop up later on in their life and what they're going to have the capacities to do and to accomplish, because the name has an impact not only externally to identify somebody, but to impact upon their inner personality and their desires and their wants and the capacities of what they're able to accomplish in this world. So says the Akedat Yitzchak, to answer my question of Yaakov's angry response to Rachel. So says the holy Akedas Yitzchak, of Yitzchak Amarama, that women were called by two names. She was called Isha, and later on she was called Chava. V'yikra Shem Ishta Chava Ki Ha'isa Ein Kochai. She was the first mother of human beings that ever functioned as a woman, creative human beings in the history of the world. That specific concept is the name Chava that was given to her, Em Kochai, and she was also called Anisha. What is the meaning she was called by these two names? So says the Akedas Yitzchak, the name Isha means, Ki Me'ish L'Kach Azos, she is a sequel, a total equal, as I mentioned before, to the man who she was created from. And therefore, kamahu, just like him, tuchu lahavin lahaskil bedivrei seichel v'chasidus, she has the intellectual capacity because of her tzelem Elokim, that Hashem gave her, that powers her brain, to understand on a very deep penetrative level, even with abstract thought, divrei seichel v'chasidus, the concepts of hashkafas ha-Torah, hashkafas ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, the acts of chasidus, of spiritual piety, of chesed, of loving kindness, all the sensitivities that her husband has, she is given this special brach as well, to have the same capacities, intellectual capacities and spiritual capacities. And therefore he says, look at Tanakh history, look at our Imos on the matriarchs of Klal Yisrael. Sara, Rivka, Rachav, Aleya, Kamet, Zid, Kanyos, how many righteous women we find in Tanakh. Neviyos, how many prophetesses we find. Devara ha-Neviya, Chazal tell us, was such a spiritual person, such a Talmida Chachama, that the Sanhedrin ha-Gadol of a period of time used to consult with her when it came to halachic questions because of how big a Talmida Chachama she was, a baki in all of the Torah Shebiktav and Baal Peh. She knew the halacha inside and outside, and they asked her her opinion in their halachic decisions before the Beis Din made the psak. So we see the greatness of the Neviyos of Klal Yisrael, what level they were. Kasha Yoira Hashem Pashas Eishes Chaya. Just look at Eishes Chaya and Mishlei I just quoted before and see the greatness of the intellectual and spiritual capacities and the creative qualities of the Neshechayil of Klal Yisrael. Now, I do want to mention to you that since the actual Noshim of Klal Yisrael in the Tanakh, many of them were Nevios, I want to just quote you momentarily what you have to be Zocher for Nevuah. The Rambam in the 7th Perek of Yesod HaTorah in the Mishnah Torah says, to be Novi or Neviyah, you need the following characteristics. Shleima Sanushi, you have to be a perfect person in all your spiritual and physical qualities. Hashem Menaba Bnei Adam. Hashem is the one who gives you the ability to Menaba. You can have all the greatest qualities, but Hashem has to be willing to grant you the Koach HaNevuah. And what does the person who's a Novi have to have? Number one, he has to be an incredible Chacham. Gadol b'chachma. Incredible intellectual capacities. Gibal midaysav. A person who controls all of his personality traits. Eza gibal kofishes yitzrael. Total command over their spiritual qualities. Their interpersonal qualities. The Bein Odom l'chavera beside Bein Odom l'makom. Baal Deir Rechavim Oud, an incredible intellectual capacity. Genius when it comes to their intellectual capacity. So if we have the Vios and the Viyam, not only the men had these capacities, but the Noshim Tzidkanis who in the Vios had these capacities. So be aware of that specific phenomenon. The reason she's called Chava says that Kedis Yitzchak is because the concept of conception and that the fact that not only does she cause the conception to take place inside her fallopian tubes when her eggs and husband's sperm meet and conception takes place, but besides that, mutbas el haleda v'gidla habanim, her body was physically created to be the incubator in which the baby gestates for 9 months before the baby comes out as a full-fledged human being. Men don't have that interior construction. Women do. They were made for that purpose. Gidol Habonim, the first words a child learns. The Shema Yisrael, concept of saying brachos. Shema Mani Busa, Titosh Tarisimech, the Tarisimech is what gives the child their initial spiritual introduction to the world in which they live. They are the Balas Hashpa on the boys and girls in their upbringing. That's why she's called the Chava, Ein Kochai. She is the eternal mother and represents the Iker of motherhood. So he says over here the following, to answer the problem that Yaakov had. He says, what happens if a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, cannot have children? I want you to know that despite that fact, a person, even a male and a female, who will have the din of Akris, who can't have children, they have another matara in this world. Nasati lahem bebesi b'chamasai yad v'shem. Toi mi banim b'banas. I've given such couples an important hand in this world, a concept of their reputation having tremendous impact, maybe even more powerful than the biological creation of children. What's the reason? So says the Akedah Seyitzchak, Ki ikar todaseim shel tzadikim maisim tovim. The most important contribution of the todos of a tzaddik and tzaddikis are their deeds, how they conduct their life. The ikar mais of a similar banim, the way the matriarchs and patriarchs conducted their life, serves as a blueprint for us throughout all the generations, how we're supposed to conduct our lives. They are role models. They are the people that quite obviously give us the ability to understand what it means to be a person totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Ika told the same Shal Sadiqim, quoting Rashi and Chumash, is their Maisim Tovim. Therefore, says the Akedah Yitzchak, Chara Af Yaakov Barachel, since Rachel was the Nevi'ah and Yaakov also was, he said to Rachel, listen to me. When you said, Havali Banim Vimlav Beisanochi, if I don't have children, I'm good as dead. What else can I do in this world? Ligabar, he wanted to argue with her and explain to you, making a big mistake. Ula skila v'inyan, hanichbar hahu. Realize, Rachel, that you perhaps have even a greater importance in the binyan of Klal Yisrael than everybody else. And therefore, you are going to be the lead female personality in my mishpacha. And the fact that historically she was, of all the four wives of Yaakov, even before she had her own children, she was the mother of that house. She set the tone of religiosity, spirituality, of seichel, of kavite. She was the chachmas nashim banza besa. If that's the case, how can you say, if I don't have a child, I'm good as dead, I can't accomplish anything? You might not have children momentarily, but even if you don't have children, your spiritual contribution as an Isha is very, very important when it comes to giving Klal Yisrael a role model of what it means to be an Eishes Chayil and Tzadikis on your level. And that's why, my dear, Noshim Tzikanios, listening to me today, and if any men mention this to your wives and Mir Shoshem as well, who was picked to have their own kever that is one of the most powerful places on the face of this earth? That anybody who goes there, it's Israel, says, I have the Kisla Maravi, I have the Maras Machpela, but how can't I go to Kever Rachel, to Mama Rachel, to pray in her kever? Chazal say that Rabbi Nishlam picked Rachel Imenu to be the matriarch par excellence, to express the mercy and love that she begs Makadosh Baruch Hu to have for Klal Yisrael, her children, all her children, whether her biological children, the other children were under her influence as being the head of the household. Rachel is told is going to be Boch Al Baneha. She'll cry for her children, their safety in Eretz Israel, and pray for their safety when they have to go into Galus, and be the one to pray continuously on behalf of Klal Yisrael throughout all the torrents of tragedies and the tzaras and the Shibat Malchus we confront for thousands of years. It was the Kever Rachli Meinu that Tzadikim v'Tzidkaniyos prayed at continuously with Hishtapchis Alev to ask Mama Rachel to pray on our behalf as the Torah depicted. That's why she was buried in Beis Lechem. Chazal say, when Klal Yisrael returned from Galus, they returned on the path of Beis Lechem to the rest of Eretz Israel, past the Kever of Rachel Imenu, who's the Mama of Klal Yisrael, who prayed and prayed and prayed for Klal Yisrael to undergo the ultimate Geul and redemption. Yaakov Gamer, because he felt Rachel didn't understand how important she is. True, being a Chav is important. But you are an Isha par excellence, you're a Tzadekes, you're a Neviyah, you're a role model. And ultimately Hashem heard the Tfilos and gave Rachel two Tzadikim that emanated from her, Yosef HaTzadik and Binyamin. Two great Tzadikim came from her. Binyamin was so important that later on, it was in his portion, Chazal tell us. The part of the Beis HaMikdash was built in Har HaMoriah, the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. And what didn't Yosef HaTzadik do? He's one of the few people that's called continuous, and not just Yosef, but Yosef HaTzadik. What he didn't do when it comes to helping Klal Yisrael survive in the Gara Golus and be Mora Derech to them, how to survive in Golus. And his Chuyais Klal Yisrael continued. And ultimately we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And his Aaron was retrieved by Moshe, Bechvoda Biatzma, and brought by Moshe, and Klal Yisrael, and ultimately buried in Shechem, which is the place he wanted to be buried after they returned to Eretz Israel. So we see from over here that the power of Noshim Tzidkaniyos, she's called Isha Kimi Ishlu Kachazov, Sokoyach of Tzelem Elokim, Akoyach as Chasidus, Nevuah, and the concept of their power of Gemilas Chesed, the concept of Teres Chesed Al-Hashayna. Look at Rachel Imenu, and Leah, and Sarah, and Rivka, and all the others that Kanyos mentioned in Tanakh. We find that this is emphasized later on by Maimed HaSinai. And we see it also mentioned once again and many other Mamore Chazal, I'll quote very shortly. Listen to this Maimer Chazal. When they claimed to HaSinai, the Rabbeinu Shalom said to Moshe, before I give them the Torah, I want you to give them the following message. Kesomu LeBeis Yaakov, V'sage LeBnei Yisrael. And he then gave them various messages of what he wanted Klal Yisrael to be. Amamachas Kainim V'Goy Kadosh. We have to be involved in our own spiritual development as Klal Yisrael, as a Goy Kadosh. We have to be a Melech Kainim, being Arla Goyim, to bring the world back to spirituality and believe in monotheism in the Achdus Habari of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a very, very difficult mission. But what's interesting is that Hashem said, first tell the women this, Kasama LeVeis Yaakov, Elo HaNoshim, and then tell the men the same exact thing. So the obvious question is, why did Hashem address the women of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah and the men afterwards? So the Medrash in Shemos Rabbah gives two reasons. Number one, Shem Bezdazos B'mitzvahs. If you look in early Jewish history and later Jewish history, for reasons of their spiritual essence, Noshim Tzidkaniyos are more mizdarzos and mitzvos than their male counterparts. They've shown greater acts of being scrupulous in performance of mitzvos more than their male counterparts. Why are women so spiritual? Why do Chazal say they're so spiritual? So the Zohar says something quite interesting. Men were created from a non-human source, Me'adama, straight from a non-human entity. And therefore, when they were finally given their Tzelem Elokim, they had to work very hard to be able to bring together their Tzelem Elokim and their physicality, they should work in concert with each other. Men have to work upon it. That's part of the genetics of men. Woman was created, if you think about it for a couple of minutes, in a unique phenomenon. She was created from a full-fledged man that already had brought together his Tzelem Elokim and his physical body. And the Ogim says this is Etzem Atzame Basim Abisari. She is literally now a physical sequel to my entire Shleimus of physicality and Tzelem Elokim. She was created from a very initiation as a perfect Tzelem Elokim connected with the body on a perfect balance. She wasn't created from a non-human source. So her spiritual sensitivities are more sensitive and more intimate because she, as the first woman created, was given a certain sense of spiritual perfection from the moment of creation. She didn't have to work upon it initially to bring the Ruchnias and the Gashmias together. She was born as a perfect entity. And therefore the Zohar says her ability to supersede in spiritual matters, to have the ability and the koyach to be able to see certain spiritual things that perhaps her male sequel cannot, is based upon the way she was created and brought into this world. That gives a spiritual superiority, that gave Sarah greater nevuah capacity than her husband, that gave Advar HaNeviya greater intellectual spiritual capacities, even greater than the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So the first thing is, you see how that spiritual quality makes the mom as dar as dos per mitzvahs. The second importance of women, Sheman Higos as Beneyem LaTorah. They're the ones who inspire the children in Torah from the very beginning. Shema Bani, Torah Simecha, the Torah Simecha, they're the ones who bring the children up. Not only that, they're the ones who inspire the husbands to delve into going to Shiurim, going to Shul to Davin, to be involved in their spiritual development. They're the ones who are the, I would call the Mor HaDerech, to bring their children and husbands to go in the proper pathway. Now, that is why they say, Hashem said to the Noshim first, I want you to Mekabel, and the responsibilities involved. If they're Mekabel, there's a hope of their children and the husband developing in the proper format. If, God forbid, they would not be Mekabel this responsibility, there's no purpose of asking the men. Chazal tell us that's why Hashem said about women. He didn't say, Kosomar levenos Yaakov, or levenos Yisrael, because by many he said, Sagid levenei Yisrael. If you were writing the Pasuk, you would have wrote in a symmetrical fashion, Kosomar levenos Yisrael. Why did it call the base Yes Yaakov? So here the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Pasuk I mentioned before from Mishlei, Chachmas Noshim Banza Besa. The woman is the ikar of the household. She determines the spirituality of the household. She's involved in the kashas and the taurus mishpacha. She makes sure the kids get a chinuch, the aura of Shabbos, the aura of a yom tiv, her cooking, her preparations, her inspiration to her children, her inspiration to her husband. She's the ikaras abayis, and therefore they're not just called benos Israel, or Benos Yaakov, they're called the Bias of Yaakov. Chafetz Chaim emphasized this. If you want to know how women were rewarded because of this, the Medrash Chazal says, the Gemara Brachos, Yud Zayin, Gedola Heftacha Sheftich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noshim Yosem HaNoshim, the Rabban Hashem gave women a greater guarantee to getting Olam Haba, the world to come, more than men. And the Gemara asks, what's the zechus of Noshim? The Gemara Brachos, the Mazachian, Vakruya Benaychel Benay Kenishta. They're the ones that make sure the children go to the yeshivas of the Beis Yaakovs to learn, to study. Who do you think does homework with them? Who's the Baal Hashpa initially? And also, Batune Gavra Lebe Rabbanim, Venatul Gavra Lebe Asmei Rabbanim. They're the ones who inspire the husbands to go to Shul to Davin and to attend Shiurim. They are the personality in the household that pushes everybody in a spiritual direction. There's a Gemara that says Gadol ha-ma'aseh yosef ha-oseh, greater is the person who caused others to develop in their spirituality, more than just being involved in your own personal spiritual development. Women are professional ma'asis. They cause others to be involved in spiritual activity, and that's why they're given this type of zechus. Chazal tell us that when we find the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, why were we redeemed? We had Menta Sha'arei Tumah, how did we get over it? The Gemara says in Saita, B'shan Noshim, Sidkanio, Shabbos Sadar, Nigali Yisomi Mitzrayim. It was the Noshim Sidkanis of that generation that therefore influenced their children, influenced their husbands to not give up hope. There might have been Shibud Mitzrayim and a whole bunch of terrible things that were declared against them, but the women never gave up hope. Even on the most difficult circumstances, they took care of their husbands and their children. The husbands working in the fields, they used to bring them out water to drink and food and fish to eat. They literally were willing to be Moshe Nefesh, to be impregnated, to have children. There were no gynecologists, obstetricians at that time. There were genocide decrees against the boys of the Jews. And they therefore used to have their babies under the apple trees. They themselves serving as their own gynecologists, obstetricians. Chazal say, Shisha bekeres echad. Many of them had multiple births at the same exact time, up to six. That's a tremendous phenomenon. And that's why Klai so grew from 70 neshamas that entered Mitzrayim into the millions and millions and millions of Jews that were born in Mitzrayim despite the Kashe Shibud. The Torah says, Kashe Yanu also, the more the Mitzrayim were ma'ana and tried to mistreat us, punish us and persecute us. Ken yibbe v'yifras, Hashem gave a bracha to the Nashim, said Kanios, and the husbands, to have even more children and bring and build even a bigger Kalal Yisrael. Chazal tell us that Zchus Nashim, said Kanios, Hasidim L'Goyel, in the future, the women of this generation, Meitz Hashem, and now in the Yikus of the Mashiach, are going to be the ones whose spiritual understanding, spiritual sensitivity will encourage their husbands and their children not to give up hope, despite the Heavenly Mashiach we're experiencing now, and push and push and push and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rachel Imenu did for the salvation of Klal Yisrael, for the ability for us to survive and be Zarcha for all the brachas of Yemais HaMashiach. When it came to Eretzel, we had the rebellion of the Meraglim. Chazal tell us in his Sifrei Bamidbar, where the men wanted to return to Egypt, the Benos Lafa came along and said, no, 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 representing the women. We want to go to Eretz Israel. If we don't have brothers, we want to have the Nachla that's given to the boys of other Mishpachas. We want to have, instead of we don't have brothers, the Nachla our father's supposed to get. Women wanted to be in Eretz Israel. They were always Mechabev Eretz Israel. This was the personality traits of the Neshei Chayil, of the Tzidkanius of Klal Yisrael. On the Benoi Slavchad, Chazal tell us, if you want to know how great the Benoi Slavchad were, the Moran Baba Basra says, Chachmanimosheim, they were tremendous Tamidei Chachamos. They used to attend Moshe Rabbeinu's daily shurim and used to ask questions and halachos, and sometimes challenged him. And one time they had a challenge to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I'm going to ask Hashem whether I'm right or you're right. And later on Moshe came back and Hashem said to Moshe, listen to the Bnei Salavcha. Their intellectual understanding was deeper than yours in this specific issue. Therefore, what they said is 100% true. They're Chachmanios. They were Darshanios. They know how to Darshan. They were Tzidkanios in their spiritual activities. This was the tzura of the women of Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the beginning of the binyan of Klal Yisrael in the past, the present, and the future, Mirtz Hashem. I want to end with a very interesting story. You might not believe it, but this is a real story. I saw it quoted in a couple of places. You have to hear it to believe it and listen very carefully. It seems In the beginning of the 1900s, the late Ger Rebbe and the great Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yecheskel Sana had a question. Who was the greatest Torah personality of the early 1900s, so the previous generation? Now, quite obviously, it would be obvious it should be the Chafetz Chaim. Chaim was a Grzinski. But what happened over here is that the Ger Rebbe and Yecheskel Sana came to the conclusion. You knew who was the greatest impacting Torah personality of the early 1900s? It was Sara Shnira, the founder of the Beis Yaakov movement. Without what she did creating Noshim Tzidkanios, who are now going to become Tamidei Chachamos, who would the future Gedolim of Klal Yisrael have as women to marry? There will be an Ezek Kenegdo in their Tzelmel and Demus, in their Hashkofa. When once there was similar, there were very, very limited resources for Klal Yisrael. And a person asked the Chazon Ish in Bnei Brak, we want to build a yeshiva, where should we build it? And the Chazon Ish said, we have a lot of yeshivas. First build a Beis Yaakov. Without the Noshim Tzidkanios, what's the value of the yeshivas? Therefore we see that in the eyes of Gedolei HaTorah of antiquity, the amount of chashivas and respect they had for Noshim Tzidkanios when it comes to the power they have in formulating and creating the entire personality, the entire tzura of Klal Yisrael. I want to end with this. Listen very carefully. Very important yesod. When it comes to Klal Yisrael itself, and you think about it for a couple of minutes, in all its realms, the Noshim Tzidkanios have made major, major contributions. The Nes of Chanukah was because of the Sheikh Chayil of that generation. Chana. Purim, Esther Malka was a major force in the Yeshuas of that generation. Pesach, I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. But what's interesting to note is that Neshei Chayil, by definition, as inspirational as they are very big snuos. Hatznei Lechus and Hashem Elokecha. And we have to be sensitive to that. And we have to show achashivus for our Neshei Chayil. The Rambam in Hilchus Ishus, when it talks about the attitude of a husband to a wife, and you can quote me when you talk to your husbands and tell them about the shir. The Rambam says, I want to explain to you how husbands are supposed to treat their wives. In Hilchas Ishus, Perek, Tezvav, Halacha, Yutes, makes the following statement. V'chein tzivu chachamim, she'odo mechabed ishto, yoysi megufo. A man should mechabit his wife more than he's mechabit his own body, his own being. Oyver kagufa, he shall love her as if he loves himself. Literally, ishto kagufa. Im yesh lo mamon, if he has a lot of financial capacities. Marbe betofaso kefi mamono. She should see that translated in how he treats her. He's mechuyiv not only to feed her, but to give her clothing and jewelry and to show her how much he loves her, even with physical objects, let alone spirituality. Many tzaddikim had chavrusos, learned Torah with their wives daily, b'chavrusa. Baruch Shem, I'm zochen now to have a chavrusa with my Yesh Yischayel Naomi. We learned Tanach Yomi together, almost finished, Baruch Hashem. That is the minig of tzaddikim, with their wives at Kanyos when it comes to learning Torah together, the Chavarusa. The famous Chassam Sofi used to have a Chavarusa with his daughters, teaching them. Rashi used to learn the Chavarusa with his daughters. This is an historical fact. You cannot in any way just push away. This is a mice of a similar banim. Yidubura na banachas. He should speak to his wife in calmness, banachas, not get angry, control his emotions, and make her feel loved and wanted, and give her the respect that's due to her because of a pivotal role when it comes to the creation of their household, the development of their children, and the purity of their living together. I'll end with another story, and with this we'll finish my drasha today. Rav Zalman Saratskin from the famous Saratskin family of Tells was in the 1940s the head of the Moetzes Gedolei of Agudas Yisrael. And he was once asked a difficult question. You won't believe the question, but this is the question was posed to him. If a father has limited resources and he can only send his boy to yeshiva or his daughter to a Beis Yaakov, who gets the kedima in being financed to go to a Makom Torah to learn? And he wrote in his Maznaim Mishpat, a very, very famous Shelos and Tshuva, Sefer of his, that when I have to make that difficult choice, the psak I give is, you give the daughters kedima getting their Torah education first before your boys. And I'm not just saying this because I'm saying this, but we see from all the Mamori Chazal I quoted today, the importance of an Isha when it comes to the education of the children of the household, when it comes to the inspirational support of the wife towards the husband, and learning and going to shul and being involved in community activities, in Avedas Hashem. We see the import of Chachmas Noshim Bansa Besa, the kashrus of the house, the concept of Taras Mishpacha of the couple, Shabbos, Yom Tov, the entire Avira. If the woman's a Tamida Chachama, she's learned with a Torah education, it's a guarantee that the house will be a solid Mokum HaTera. The children will get an incredible Torah Simecha. The Chachma she has will inspire them and inspire her husband. And there's a future for Kalal Yisrael. Even if the husband's not the biggest Talmud Chacham initially, she'll make him a Talmud Chacham. She'll tell him to go to Shurim until he becomes a Talmud Chacham. But if the husband is the one who's given the Torah education, and she's an Am Haaretz, he might be learning Yom V'Layla. But who's going to supervise the Kashrus, the Taras Mishpacha, the Ruach of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Who's going to mechanef the Kindalach, the Taras Himecha? There's no future for Klal Yisrael. And he points out, even when it came to Avram and Sarah, who used to have a special tent for women and for men, that they used to be the ones who brought people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were involved in Kirev Rechaikim of their generation. Chazal say Avram used to put his wife's tent up first for Kirev before his, because she was more successful in her Kirev activities than perhaps he was. And therefore, he wanted to give her a head start in doing what she has to do in each and every location. Nashim Tekanias, listening to me today, and some men who are listening as well, realize, as I said in my Hagdamah to today's shir, that there's a unique role of Jewish women in the world of Torah. And the Rabbanu Shem Chazal revealed to us that if Klal Yisrael are going to succeed in the past and the present and the future, Beschus Noshim Tzidkonius Nigalu, Beschus Noshim Tzidkonius Hasidim L'Gael, the future Gula will be because of the Noshim Tzidkonius of Klal Yisrael. There's no question about it. I have the Beschus over 50 years teaching women Torah on a very high level. And I go all around the world with my thousands and thousands of students I come across. And I see the beautiful mishpachas they have created with Torah v'mitzvahs and chesed. The husbands they've married, Baruch Hashem. The kindalach, the children, the grandchildren that have come from them. The growth of Klal Yisrael through our Nashim Tzidkaniyos. Fortunate and I that I had the ability to have an impact am able to mashpia upon thousands of women during my career so far to make sure that they fulfill their mandate as the women leadership of Klal Yisrael, the Noshim Sidkanios. Let's hope and pray, as Chazal say, in the Zchus Noshim Sidkanios with their leadership and their tefillos and their chesed, that will be zocha for the Gula Shleima, Asidun L'Goyel, as Chazal say, B'karo B'yameinu, Amen V'Amen. Have a good day, everybody. Please share the message. The tape will be going out. You can get it from the Beis HaKnesses. They send out my tapes if you request it from Rebbetzin Miller, our secretary. I wish everybody a wonderful day and tell you, as bad as the things seem, there's Rabbeinu Hashem that runs this world and controls everything from beginning to end. Klal Yisrael are guaranteed, and the Bris Bein HaBesarim will be around forever till the end of time. So don't listen to all the anti-Semites on the campuses and around the world in these countries. They can scream and yell all that they want, but the Rabbeinu Shalom controls the world and controls Klal Yisrael's existence and promised us indestructibility. With the promise of Hashem working with us, seeing our deeds, the Ma'asim Tovim, and especially the deeds of not only the Talmidei Chachamim, but the Noshim Sidkanios, our Geula is guaranteed.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.